This is good. But what is best in life? The open step. Free thoughts. Falcons at your wrist. And the wind in your hair. Wrong! Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women. That is good.
Until when?
Until I intro you. Right, Club. Back again. Episode 9, I think. Kurt could not make it today. So I asked Rick Lacey to come in to be the co-pilot for this adventure. Say hi, Rick.
Hi.
That's Rick Lacey.
Hey, everybody. In it to win it.
Right Club Podcast, Episode 9.
DJ Right Club.
Right Club on the mic.
Spinning all your favorite hits.
24 hours a day.
Oh.
So is this over yet?
I wish. It was too cold to show up. It's too warm to stay.
It is really cold outside. How cold would you say it is outside?
20.
20 degrees?
Wait. It's how I like my women. It's not how I like my weather.
Cold? Wait, what did you say before? It's... As
really?
Cold as your...
Oh, you want to go way back.
Go way back.
It's as cold as my emotions towards women.
There you go. It's cold. Why wouldn't I share that with the people?
Looking for love.
In all of the wrong places. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Bathhouses?
Is it go time?
It is. It's
what
been,
are we talking about today?
It's been go time. What are we talking about?
Let's talk about Kurt's absence.
Okay,
this
yeah.
This is like the first time he hasn't made it.
Yeah, this is the first right. time I'm doing a Right Club podcast without Kurt.
But why don't you share with the viewing? Listening?
Listening?
Why don't you share the listening public where he's at?
I would love to. I just don't know.
You don't?
I think he's hanging out.
It's all over his Twitter.
He's hanging out with some DJ?
DJ
Puffin
Shot Club.
Stuff?
DJ Puffin what?
Stuff?
At Club DeVay.
Oh, is that where he is?
That's what his Twitter said. And yeah. I think I've been to that club ages ago.
Where is it?
I don't think on 21st Street. Oh. And it's near Ten's Gentlemen's Club.
Near what?
Ten's Gentlemen's Club.
With the heated roof deck?
No, that's VIP. What's nice about going to Ten's Gentlemen's Club is yeah. that when you put it on your credit card,
uh-oh.
It comes back
as
Gramercy Entertainment.
Smart.
Right?
That's
no,
good.
Ma, I went to see a show.
I went to see the Gramercy's so entertained.
I went to theater.
Live theater.
Big tits out theater.
Uh-oh.
All right. But I've been to this Club DeVay, and it's all beds.
Beds?
There's no tables.
Oh, duvet.
Like the duvet cover.
Right.
It's all beds. It's retarded. It's something that belongs in Miami.
So Kurt is not here.
He's at a pajama party.
But he is on G-Chat right now.
Yeah, he's probably not going over there until fucking later.
Why couldn't he be here?
He's too busy getting drunk.
That's it.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
If
tell
I
me.
May.
Yes,
if I may
do.
Be so bold.
You are the co-host for tonight. Be bold.
Oh, be bold.
Be bold.
I thought you said people, dot, dot, dot.
People.
Hmm. What was I
expect
talking about?
You to be bold.
Now, I'm not only filling in for Kurt.
No.
I'm kind of becoming a Kurt. And then I woke up with a terrible hangover.
no job.
This morning. No job.
No job.
And I just kind of rolled into this.
Wow.
Yeah. I had too much rum last night.
Where did you go last night?
I went to this bar called Camp.
Camp. Where is it?
It's over on, I don't know. It's
somewhere.
It's on Smith Street off Atlantic.
Okay.
Here in the BK.
Okay.
Somewhere between here and Brooklyn Heights.
So, okay. I was going to say it's close to your apartment, but
yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's, it has a widescreen Buck Hunter Safari.
Widescreen?
Widescreen.
Did you play it?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's why we went.
Who's we?
Me and Carl.
Who's Carl?
Carl's my friend.
What does he do for a living?
He works at Disney Theatrical.
Really?
He's been my best friend for like 20
years.
Does
he create animatronic Lincolns?
No, we really don't know what he does anymore.
Uh-oh.
I think his latest title has been made up.
Secret Projects?
Yeah.
Research and Development?
Something like that. Everybody in his department got fired except him. So he sits in a giant empty room.
Right.
Pretty much waiting
is that,
for nothing to happen.
Is that supposition, or is that what he actually does?
It's partly whatever the hell it is you just said.
Partly those words?
It's a big room.
And he's
Tom Schumacher walks along the glass catwalk staring down at him.
Who's Tom Schumacher? Is that somebody I should know?
Kinda, and who cares?
Okay.
He runs theater. He used to run Disney Animation.
All right. Where does Carl work? Like, where, geographically?
In Times Square.
Oh, okay.
Are we really talking about Carl on the podcast?
Yes. Why wouldn't we?
I don't know.
Carl is Right Club.
He is a Right Club.
Is he on Twitter?
I'm a Right Club. No, Carl's not really.
Oh. You are a Right Club.
Socially. Internet. I'm going to start making up words.
Right.
Internationally social.
Okay.
He's on Facebook, but he doesn't use it. He's not on Twitter, and he hardly has any.
Oh, right. So he's like a follower. Just not a follower thrower.
A follower of what?
Of, he joined all these sites.
No, he didn't join Twitter. He only joined Facebook.
Oh. Right. That shows you how much I actually listen.
Jesus Christ, we're going to talk about something else.
All right, so let me just check Carl off my list of things to talk about. Carl, check.
So let's talk about all the hot topics. All
right, what are some hot topics?
Let's see. Year's almost over.
It is. Do you have any plans for the new year?
Wait,
hang on. Let's backtrack a second, if we can.
It's time of the year right now.
You were working at Venture Brothers.
Mm.
Well, let's backtrack a little bit more.
Let's go way back.
Let's re-intro you. Rick Lacey.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
You are the artist for Labor Days.
Oh, you want to go way back?
Yeah.
The whole thing over.
Come on, you got cred.
I got street cred.
You do.
Artist of Labor Days, both volume 1 and 2.
Right.
It's a duology.
And 3?
Eventually we'll deal with 3, but we're probably going to put that on hold for now.
Okay.
We want to chase other projects.
All right. You've also worked for Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Ages ago.
Yeah. My last book came out over the summer with them.
Han Solo.
Han Solo and the Hollow Moon of Coria.
And the Hollow Moons of Endor.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Fucking Dark Horse. I'm not even going to get into that. That's a whole other
Don't.
Podcast.
We love comic books.
We love comic books.
And
everybody that makes them.
We do. All of them. Except for that one guy.
This is where I want to segue into how me and Phil don't know where we fit in.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Me and Phil don't know where we fit in.
All right. Moving on. What does that mean?
Oh, I wish he was here to talk about it.
Because you guys don't... Because you guys kind of...
We're both equally curmudgeonliness.
Yeah, you don't do a lot of, like, networking.
It's really not a whole lot, and when we do, we usually don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have very distinct personalities, and we really only get along with each other when it comes to making comics.
Right.
Is that obvious? Does that come off like that, or does it...
Well, I don't know, because that...
God, we go and we go do some of these parties and some of these events,
yeah.
And, like, and the whole time we're just looking at each other like, why are we here? It is hot.
We don't know anybody.
It
yes.
is crowded.
I
don't need to talk to these people.
Of the few times that I have hung out with you guys at comic store launches or whatever, one of the first things out of one or both of your mouths is, it's hot in here.
It is hot.
It's hot in here.
I wonder, it's not hot today.
And then I said, that's not heat, that's life. You're living.
Life. We don't fit in with life.
You're living right now.
You know what part of comics we like? You know what scene we like?
What?
Fans.
Yes.
The readers.
Right.
When we're at a convention and we're just talking to them.
Right.
And the people behind the scenes.
And not the people who actually do the
like
thing.
Like the editors.
You like the editors.
Like the editors.
Okay.
The only press crew, they're all the behind-the-scenes people.
So you like the behind-the-scenes people, You like the fans. You like each other. But you don't like...
Some other editors? Other creators and most fans? I don't know.
All right, so you like some people and you don't like other people.
That's correct.
All right, awesome. I'm glad we got that covered.
We're working on it, though.
So you and I were supposed to work on, and I forget why I was going to bring this up, something we were talking about before, but we were supposed to work on a few projects together.
Are we just redoing everything? Didn't we do this?
I don't think... Did we
totally
in the other
did
one?
We did this one. We did it.
All right. Forget it. I'll write all this stuff up.
Honestly, I'm Rick Lacey. Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
That's Tim Mucci.
Hi.
Wait a minute. Oh, cut that out. Do this one. What? Rick Lacey's not a system. He's a man.
The Rick Lacey system.
Rick Lacey's not a system. We're doing
Wait,
it
let's do it again.
Let's do it again. See, now I have to do
the Lando system. The Rick Lacey system.
Rick Lacey's not a system. He's a man.
All right. We're done with that. I wonder how I'm going to cut that up.
Should we just do the mayor's skit?
We don't even know what the mayor's skit is.
Three mayors.
It's just some words that we put together.
It really needs to be a new...
System. So, Kurt is on G-Chat right now.
Yeah, Kurt's out.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. We were just running down
comics. We like comics.
No.
You don't like comics. You like some people in comics and not other people in comics.
Well, let's go to my... I had a little rant on my blog.
Okay.
www.ricklacey.blogspot.com.
I like to just type in Rick Lacey.
That shit just flies up.
There you go. Nope. Rick Lacey White Pages.
What?
Sex Money Drank Mixtape.
That's
Rick
the
Lacey.
One.
Rick Lacey on Twitter. Where is your... How come your blog is not the first thing that pops up?
Because
you haven't been using
thing?
It in a while.
Probably not.
Okay. The Rick Lacey system.
See?
Should you read this?
Oh, no. I just go on and find out that I have no... I have no inspiration or motivation for art right now.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. That you are unemployed right now.
Thanks.
That you were working for Venture Brothers.
I was, and I just wrapped up character design on season 4.
Right.
The heretofore last season of Venture Brothers.
Oh, really?
Well, the contracts are up, and it'll go back into negotiation, so who knows what's going to come out of it.
Do you think that they'll renew it?
I don't even give a damn.
Uh-oh.
I think they'll renew something. If they can get a fifth season, they're going to want more money. If they want more money, Adult Swim might not do a fifth season, but they might do... Like specials, DVD specials, TV movie, DVD movie, who knows?
Wow, what a great way to kill a series.
I think it's going on for one season too long. Three seasons is perfectly enough for...
I kind of stopped watching.
So did I.
Yeah, and you worked on it.
I don't even watch it anymore. It was fun, though. It was fun getting back into character design and stretch my legs with digital concept art again.
Right.
For the show, but like the whole time I'm working on it, it's just... It's completely crushing my desire to do my own work.
Right.
And like, that's not fun. I'm just I keep having the same problem when I go back to studio work, is that I just become this cog in the machine.
Right.
I don't really, when it's all said and done, I have nothing really to show for it but somebody else's project.
Yeah.
And I can't post or share any of the art I do at the moment because it's all copywritten and under contract and not show.
That was my problem with working in editorial. For book editing is that I was reading and editing all of these really crappy manuscripts and not getting to work on any of my own stuff. So.
It's maddening because you get home and you're drained.
That's it.
You're burned.
That's it.
Fire's gone out.
It has. That's why I've been looking for a while and have finally found a job that is not mentally taxing, still pays well, and is still in the industry that I like. But not doing anything that needs my brain.
Can I get a job there?
You don't want a job there.
Why not?
Because it's boring.
Well, yeah. I think that's the whole point, right? If it's boring.
That's true. That's why Write Club is...
It's been thriving.
It's been thriving.
Have you seen it?
That's why there's new stuff on the site every day.
All the time.
That site is writeclubpodcast.blogspot.com.
You've got all sorts of people contributing now.
Because that's what I do at work now. I update the blog. I edit...
Yeah.
Contributors stuff and try to get other people to contribute.
I got a contribution for you.
I know. Wait, do you?
No. I was just being
You were being lewd.
I was being mean. So I was having a conversation with my friend Sean the other day.
Right.
Hellblazer's Sean Murphy.
Oh, right.
The Thinking Lincoln, I call him.
Does he look like Lincoln?
No, not at all. Oh. But he's a thinker. He's always thinking about science.
Wow.
And he's always asking me, what are my inspirations and what drives right. me to do more art? And right. at that time, I couldn't come up with anything.
No.
I couldn't think of it. I had no motivation. I had no inspiration.
When was this?
When?
Yeah.
A week and a half ago?
Have you found your inspiration yet?
Kinda. Okay. I'm getting back into it.
All right.
I started reading Akira again.
Okay.
I've only got two volumes, so that I think my next project is to find
right.
the rest of that series.
It shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on eBay or something.
Yeah.
Like that. And I started visiting some old artist blogs that I like and trying to get the fire started. And Phil and I have a new book that we're writing, and that's been very helpful.
Oh, cool.
But at the time, like, it was really pissing me off because I could feel just disconnected from my own art.
Right.
And it pissed me off that I couldn't answer him.
Right.
Like, what's my inspiration? Like, I'm not inspired. I'm not motivated. I didn't give an F. And I want to give an F.
Does F stand for friendship?
Oh. I guess I'm done.
All right, so this has been Right Club. Rick's rant.
We are Right Club. Are Right Club.
We still have things to talk about.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Like, I don't know.
Well, congratulations on really getting the ball rolling with Right Club.
Yeah,
I mean, looking at the blog right now, there's a lot going on.
There is. There's maybe like a month ago, I was talking with Riley Brown, Riley Big Time Brown. He's an artist for Marvel. We had him on the show once before, but he was really. He really inspired me in saying that, like, you need to have something up there every day. You need to have consistency, even if it's crappy, as long as something's going up every day.
And that's true. Know, it's a way to keep people interested in...
Yeah, if people know something's going up every day, they'll come back and check, or they'll subscribe. So that's what I've been trying to do.
It goes with a lot of things, a lot of websites and blogs
yeah.
and stuff like that. Like, my blog got really stale because I just would go months without putting something
yeah.
up, and... That goes back to my last argument that I was
right.
talking about. Here.
Right, and then nobody knows when to check it. And I found that Twitter has been really helpful because
Twitter's
great. If I post something, I'll just hop on Twitter and say, "Hey, go to the blog," and then we get a ton of hits, and it's fun. And we have some good contributors. Maybe I could.
Yeah, who are those people?
All right, so we have Pete Hammerberg.
Sounds made up.
It's his real name. I went to college with him.
Yeah.
We were both English majors.
Sounds made up.
We've kept in contact. But he lives on Long Island, and he travels in like poetry and folk music circles, and some webcomics. So I'm using his connections to get content. The person who does the comic reviews is my cousin Brian.
Jesus Christ.
He lives in Maine.
God.
He's the only person I know who actually reads comics like on a weekly basis.
I read a comic the other day.
Let me restate what I just said. He's the only person I know who reads comics on a weekly basis and is willing to contribute. You read a comic.
Read a comic.
What comic did you read?
It was that Matt Fraction Thor.
How was it?
Trade. Snooze fest.
Right.
It was fun.
You should write a review of it.
I think you should. Oh, me?
You should.
It'll be a one-liner.
Snooze fest? Period.
You snooze, you lose.
Population Snoozeville?
Well, it started off well enough. It had a map, and the art's really nice.
Well,
but
that's
it's
nice.
Like, this is pointless.
Who's the artist?
Why do I care? Oh, they had a number of different artists on it. It was like he was... It was a six-issue miniseries that they collected in a trade that was trying to tell how Thor became Matt Murdock or whatever his alter ego is.
Matt Murdock's terrible.
You know when Thor is on Earth and he's got a cane and...
He's like Arthur Phillips or something.
Retarded.
What's his name?
I don't know. I couldn't... It was information I did not retain. That's what it was about. And it started off fun, but at the end I could care less.
I'm going to look up... Kurt would know it.
I had a good narrative, but I didn't care about Thor, you know? I did not care about Thor. And it said on the cover, you know what it said?
What? This will make you care about Thor?
No, it's a... Oh. Damn it, Tim. It just said Thor.
Oh, I get it. Donald Blake.
Sounds made up.
Yeah, it is. Thor is like... Thor is one of those characters I just cannot get into. I just don't... He's just so stupid of a character.
I don't know. I want to like Thor.
I want to like him, too.
I do like Thor.
He's a big god barbarian with a giant electric hammer.
But you know what I think they need? It's not electric. It's not like it has batteries. It's charged by Odin power. Jesus Christ. Listen.
It's electric.
Boogie woogie.
What? Thor, this is my...
No. Thor could be good.
This is my main problem with Thor.
Then I want to say my thing. Okay. Thor. You first.
This is my main problem with Thor. Why, if he's a Norse god, does he talk in this fake medieval pastiche? It's so annoying.
Yeah, like the thou arts and Anon.
It's just terrible.
They don't know what they're doing over there, Marvel.
They don't. He should be a redhead. But
hey, Marvel, are you listening?
Marvel.
We can do it better.
We can. Let's bring Thor back to his roots.
And, like, not this is what I wanted to get at. It's like, I like all the Norse mythology.
Right.
It's awesome. It's all Valhalla. It's right. It's men of action and steel.
The Aesir.
What's that?
The Aesir, isn't that the name of their gods? Isn't that what they're called as a group?
Probably.
Okay, forget it.
Yeah. But they all run around in stupid costumes.
They do.
Like, Loki's costume with, like, all the green spandex.
Green and yellow.
Like, none of them looks... Like, do Thor, but do him up real Norse.
Like a Viking.
Yeah, just do him up as a Viking. And all the other gods, but with flashy gold armor. And
with a beard.
Weapons.
Just give him a beard.
I don't need my Thor to have a beard. No. It would be cool.
And red hair.
Why can't he be blonde?
Well, Thor's a redhead. Historically.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mythologically. All right, but that's...
Listen,
nerdy.
I think Matt Fraction listens to this, so let's...
Matt Fraction. I'm a big fan.
Matthew.
If I may...
Let me and Tim re...
Plot Thor.
Re-plot Thor.
Yeah. Let us redo what you have done.
Right Club out.
This is the last episode of Right Club.
When Marvel shuts you down.
Oh, I was going through the Right Club contributors before Thor so rudely interrupted us.
He's an asshole.
So Kurt, we know, and the other person...
Christensen?
Kurt Christensen, and Lauren Barnett.
You got a chick on here?
Yeah, we met her at King Con. She was handing out mini comics, and Kurt has been keeping in contact with her. And she went to the Brooklyn Comics and Graphics Festival.
We should have went to that.
I know, but it was really cold out that
day.
And
it's in Williamsburg.
And it was rainy.
And if anybody knows anything about Brooklyn, if you don't live in Williamsburg...
You don't go to Williamsburg.
Yeah, unless you're in Manhattan.
Or unless you're a vegan or vegetarian.
Because
that's where places are to eat.
Wait.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And here.
I just find, since I moved to Brooklyn, it's not easy to get to other places in Brooklyn.
No. Brooklyn's...
Unless I walk, which is a few neighborhoods around, but I gotta go back into Manhattan and get back into Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's like digging up.
It is. Like, it's like digging for gold.
No, that's not what I meant. Oh. Jesus Christ. I got a question.
Yeah.
The secret origin of Right Club?
Yes.
Who is that?
That's me.
Who is that really?
That's me. It's a Tyke.
Where's Mike?
My brother?
Yeah.
He's not in that picture.
No, you tell him I got some words for him.
But look at that kid.
Ooh, BB.
He's reading Blondie.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, you'll have
he's really interesting. He looks like he's pointing out what's wrong with Blondie.
He's like, this dialogue caption doesn't fit the word balloon. What? Yeah, so I posted a picture of myself as a child reading the Sunday Funnies, and I thought it was kind of an interesting omen.
Mm, that's good.
That I ended up being a comics worshiper. An evangelist?
Probably. Well, I don't know of any other good... I don't listen to any real podcasts from New York.
Right.
Are there about comics?
I don't think so.
I mean, there might be.
I think Comic Geek Speak is in the Midwest. There might be somebody there, because it sounds like
The Midwest. I'm talking about local.
Yeah, no, I don't really listen to a lot of comics podcasts. I try not to, so that I'm not like ripping people off. Mm-hmm. I think that Tim Hamilton, T Money Hamilton.
I don't know.
And Alex Robinson.
Sounds made up.
Do a a podcast called The Ink Panthers, and they're local, but I've never listened to it.
Well, because no one's ever talking about podcasts on these things, and
no,
maybe it's about time they started.
Yeah,
and so I'm gonna see what I can do.
Rich Johnson of Lying in the Gutters, or is it still Lying in the Gutters? Mm. He gave us a little plug.
He?
Yeah, I sent it to him.
Okay.
I said, "Here's my podcast," and he plugged it. So did you hear about this DC Earth One?
I did. I don't care.
I cared for a second because I liked...
That's a really cool drawing.
Yeah. See, this is my biggest problem with the DC superheroes, is they look moronic. Like, they look...
A Superman has the dumbest costume ever.
His basic design is cool, but seeing a grown, muscular man in little hot pants over his clothes, it doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't.
It just needs to be changed.
And they're retelling the origins of these characters, right? They're like...
Yeah, they're like redoing... It's kind of like Ultimate... Like the Ultimate DC, I guess.
Right. And they didn't do anything to change...
No.
...the look. That, I mean, that's a cool drawing.
I like... Because, no, they changed Batman's costume.
Sure enough. But, I mean, it's still
he's
Batman.
He's not wearing the short pants.
That's his thing, yeah.
And that's a big plus.
But it looks like you could make that costume.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it looks good. But yeah, they're not doing anything really spectacular.
They're just retelling it. They're redoing. They're starting from zero for again, all the kids.
Again. And I cared at first because I liked the redesign, but I don't care because it's not. I already know.
Can I get a Commandy comic yet? Can I go buy?
Seriously,
I would read Commandy.
This is. I mean, maybe they're just starting with because they're doing Superman and Batman Earth One. And just kind of rebooting them for the kids.
God.
But they should do, like, those other cool characters.
Could you imagine sitting in on a DC Comics yearly what are we going to do meeting? And it's like, all they talk about is fucking Superman and Batman.
I know.
I'm like, really, guys?
Let's break into DC, do Commandy, the last boy on Earth.
Just do it, like, during the night.
Yeah.
Leave it there for them.
And do
a 12-issue series.
And do a really kick-ass Wonder Woman series.
Just like a one-shot.
That's it.
It's just done.
Those are the only two DC characters I'm really interested in. Commandy and Wonder Woman.
How do you change Wonder Woman's costume? Because there's another dumb costume.
Oh, it's the worst.
Right?
It's worse than Superman's little hot pants.
Yeah, it's like an American flag onesie.
It's, yeah, she's wearing a bustier and star-spangled hot pants.
If she's got the dumbest powers.
No, her powers are cool.
She's got an invisible jet.
Sometimes
she can't find it.
Sometimes she doesn't have it. It depends what we're talking about. I think now she does, but she didn't when I was growing up reading her.
Did they try to make her a lesbian at one point?
Did they?
Did that take?
I don't think they tried that.
They did.
They might have, because another woman was Wonder Woman.
This is where Kurt would come in handy.
I know. He would
to
know.
To look that shit up. He would just know.
No, but Artemis was Wonder Woman. I don't know if she was a lesbian. She may have been.
That'd be a hard one to reboot, Wonder Woman.
It would be so easy. I have a great idea for Wonder Woman.
It would not be easy.
DC, call me. Okay. I've got a great idea for
what
Wonder
is it?
Woman.
Tell me.
All right. She's a warrior Amazon.
Sold.
Right? So just keep that. That's all you need.
Just like we were talking about with Thor.
Right.
But you just want to do...
But give her a cool costume. Give her, like, armor.
She's got to stop being an Amazon. That's...
No, that's... You need that.
I hate that.
She's an Amazon demigoddess.
She should have sex with Thor. Crossover.
This is where Kurt would come in.
Oh, Kurt. You know what it is?
Yeah.
You really need that, like, three people... When two people... That way two people are always talking. Does that make sense?
No. I'm not following. You need three people?
I need three people.
Just to hang out with you all day and talk constantly.
Look at the size of her ass. God, look what I found. It's this lineup of Wonder Woman costumes.
What are you looking at?
It's this lineup of
real
Wonder
girls
Woman
in
costumes.
Wonder Woman costumes? Yeah.
And look at this one.
I know. That's the Mike Diodato
Is it?
Jogging shorts, bra.
What is this
costume? That's my favorite one, actually. That's the 60s super spy Wonder Woman when she didn't have her powers and she was a spy.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. And then there's the old school and then the newer one. Yeah.
Not attractive.
So Wonder Woman, this is the Wonder Woman podcast.
I don't know anything about Wonder Woman.
I actually know more than I probably should for such a marginal character.
Look at what she's wearing.
Well, they keep trying to reboot her and make her more important, but I don't think anybody cares.
Because look at her fucking crown.
She wears a tiara.
You know what? It's a dumb name, too. Wonder Woman. I wonder why. Right?
What's a better name, Wonder Woman or Wonder Man?
Who's Wonder Man?
He's in Marvel.
Well, no, duh.
All right.
Oh, did you see this Julia Wirtz video?
What's that?
It's a subject. I can't talk about
We can't watch anymore. Videos on a radio.
Well, Julia Wirtz did a video diary that's up on YouTube.
Who's Julia Wirtz?
She does the fart party here in Brooklyn. Local celebrity.
Fart party?
She's like 20. Yeah, it's hilarious. So she's this cartoonist from California. She moved to New York. She's like Nubo poor.
Right. Nubo. Yeah.
She's always...
New Bohemian?
Yeah, there it is. That's it. Fart party.
That's awesome.
She's always doing things. She's always at SPX and Mocha doing stuff. She's young. She's like 22 or something like that. Anyway, she did this this YouTube video. Actually, I shouldn't say. She did a video for Time Magazine, and it's on YouTube. That's
oh, really?
It's called Young and Uninsured with cartoonist Julia Wirtz.
Wow.
And because she's been going through some medical problems.
Oh, I think I might have heard about that. Did she... like, ask for donations or something?
Yeah, she had, like, a donation party that came under fire because, which is bullshit, because she's like, $1,000 into medical debt right
now.
So she had this fundraiser to raise money to pay it, but I don't think she made anything because everybody who came to the party were uninsured.
Yeah, artists.
But, I mean, whatever. It's more of a statement, I think, than anything
else. Yeah.
But so she did this video with Time about being an uninsured artist and how, like... it doesn't matter what she does, she can't get insurance because to get the cheapest insurance, you need to make X amount of dollars.
Right.
Something really low.
Yeah.
But you can't make that much money and survive in New York City.
No.
You have to make more than that.
Yeah.
And so you're making enough money to survive, but you're not allowed to have the health insurance you can afford.
It's a catch 22.
Yeah. And so she's talking about how she gets around all of that. And,
oh, really? I'll have to watch that.
Fart party is very funny.
Free clinics.
Yeah, stuff like that.
I need to go to a free clinic. No, I just got a job. I'm going to get health
insurance. My health insurance just went up. I got to get rid of it.
What do you do? This is exciting talk, but what do you do for health insurance?
We're just having... what is this? Let's start this whole thing over.
All right.
Waka waka!
Right Club, episode 9.
What do we... Hey!
Hey!
Oh, shit.
Call Phil. Get Phil over here.
I can't. Phil. No. If Phil comes over, he's going to point at me and tell me to shut up.
Oh, yeah. Phil.
Phil's making a movie.
He is making... See, that's why I wanted Phil to come here. Yeah, I wanted Phil to come here because I wanted to grill him about his movie and his movie experience.
Grill me about his movie.
No.
Why?
Because you don't know anything.
Grill me about something.
All right. What do you like about Akira?
I don't. Did you hear about the Frank Frazetta murders?
No. Tell me about them. The Frank Frazetta murders.
Do you really want to talk about Akira, or do you want to talk about the Frank Frazetta?
I want to talk about Akira.
Oh, okay.
So tell me what you like about it.
Oh.
What draws you to Akira? I've only ever seen the movie.
I never
read the manga.
That's what I am reading.
You've seen the movie.
We're talking about the manga.
Yeah.
Okay. It's such a huge body of work. It's utterly impressive. It's one of the most impressive things I've seen in comics.
Is it a finished story?
Oh, yeah. And it's like 6 volumes. This thing. Yeah. Hundreds of pages. It's 6 volumes of it. Of just like the... I don't even know. I'm only just finished reading volume 2.
Right.
So I haven't even never gotten to the end. So I don't know what... I'm assuming it's just the telling of Tetsuo coming to power.
Like the movie.
Yeah. But it seems like the movie really wraps up the first 2 issues, and there's like...
Really? There's more after all that craziness?
There's 6 issues, 6 volumes.
I thought maybe they just condensed it.
It looks... I've read the first 2 volumes, and it looks like they've condensed 2 volumes.
Wow.
And then they threw an end... And I think they probably threw the ending from the end of the series in there as well.
Wow.
And all the characters are in there that are in the movie and stuff like that.
I'll have to check it out.
The layouts and the line work and just... everything in this book is fantastic.
I'm writing down Akira.
Really, really impressive. If anybody knows where I can get the rest of the series, email Right Club.
Right.club1@gmail.com.
Thank you, Tim.
So I am reading Asterios Polyp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it?
The story is okay. I feel like Mazzucchelli. It's by David Mazzucchelli.
Who's that?
He used to draw for Daredevil.
I don't know.
And he was really good in Daredevil.
Yeah, this style and Asterios Polyp.
His art is completely different.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
And it's pretty amazing how much more of a draftsman he's become. And I don't know if I'm using the right word, but
actually,
it's the story is kind of I'm not 100% into the story yet.
I'm not into the palette, but
no, but that's what I like. Do you? What?
Can I tangent? Can I sidebar this?
Yes.
Do you feel... I feel kind of like... What? Who am I to be picking at Asterios Polyp right now?
Well, but
I'm not really into the palette. Yeah. It's just not doing anything.
But you are... I mean, he did create this work to put out into the world, so people are going to have opinions about it. And you have an opinion as...
I don't think people should have opinions about art.
About art?
Not negative
opinion.
They
should just shut up.
Just shut their mouth.
Just shut up and pay for it. I paid for it, so I'm allowed to have an opinion.
No, you didn't pay for shit.
I didn't.
No, you didn't pay for him to do this.
Oh, no, but I bought the book.
Yeah, so have an opinion about the binding.
The binding is excellent.
It really is. It's an impressive looking book.
The little tiny cover is awesome.
I mean, it's a work of art.
It's good. The art is really good. Mm. And it's really conceptual, and it really adds a lot to the story. And I feel like he's somebody who really, you can't separate. Good comics, for me, is when you can't separate the art from the words. Like, they need to be together to get the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's really, really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
That was my beer being open. And that's the sound of Right Club.
And that's what Right Club sounds like.
That's what Right Club looks like.
Speaking of looks like, did you notice my Han Solo ensemble I threw together?
I did. The leather vest.
The
white
boots,
shirt.
This
underneath.
One. My holster.
The holster?
Yeah.
I didn't notice the holster.
My pouch.
Did you say the boots?
Boots.
So, let's talk about the New York Times bestsellers list for
graphic
books.
Oh, what's on it? I haven't seen it.
Well, number one is the Book of Genesis by R. Crumb.
I don't need that.
Have you looked at it at all?
No. Oh, I did. I saw it at Bergen Street Comics.
Oh, Bergen Street. We had to mention Bergen Street. The official comic book store of Right Club.
You know what I know is on that? Because somebody keeps twitting it.
Who?
Wizard of Oz by Scotty Young.
Oh, yeah. That is number 7.
Scotty Young keeps tweeting it.
You know what's...
And he twits it like it's a surprise to him. Oh, hey!
Hey!
Look what's on number 7 for New York Times bestseller list for 12 weeks in a row. I did not know that.
I just noticed this again. We really like your art, Scotty Young. I think it's amazing that Marvel put that out. Since when? Does Marvel do classics?
They do stuff like that. They got like a whole series of like Three Musketeers and the Count of Monte Cristo and Somebody's Mom and stuff.
I did the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, we all know you.
It'll never come out. So number 2 is Batman: Battle for the Cowl.
Oh, just run through these real fast.
I read like 2 issues of this. Green Lantern.
Fuck! Don't even say core. What's that? Well, Old Man Logan. That actually looks kind of cool.
Old Man Logan.
That looks kind of fun.
It does. I think it was Old Man Logan, but there was one issue where it's him and Beast, and Beast is, like, retarded, and somebody else, and they run out of food, so...
No, you're thinking of that thing the Warren Ellis is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Where Wolverine was in a wheelchair, and they burned him, and they ate his...
Yeah, he would cut off pieces of himself so they could eat him.
Yeah.
So they could survive.
It was like some sort of... They were... I don't know what...
Yeah, that's...
And he was in a wheelchair because his legs got mangled by Beast.
Well, that sounds 100% better than Old Man Logan.
Well,
so
there's the thing about Old Man Logan is I have never read it, but yeah. When I go into a comic book shop, I'll always flip through the issues without reading it. And I think this sidebar is the thing about Marvel Comics. It's like
really good art, but you don't really want
to. I don't need to. I don't care what they say or where they're going. Like, and it's not even really. It's not that it's really good art, but it's the visuals are telling the story that I need.
Oh yeah.
Like he's old. He's out in the desert with blind Green Arrow or whatever.
Hawkeye,
and you know, there's the whole hillbilly tribe of Hulks.
Yeah.
You know. And I saw in the last one of them eats Old Man Logan.
That's kind of all I need to know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
I feel like I've read it.
Yeah.
I mean, what's Mark Millar going to shove in those word balloons that's going to elucidate it more than, than that?
Right?
So then number 5 is Green Lantern Agent Orange.
For shit's sake. Keep going.
Pride and Prejudice?
Is that a comic?
I guess. It's a graphic novel.
Should I look it up? Should I do Kurt's job?
No. I don't think we need to.
Aren't you curious? Who wrote it?
Nancy Butler.
Who drew it?
Hugo Petrus.
Who drew it?
Hugo Petrus.
who put it out? Marvel?
Marvel.
See? They're doing all these.
They are. Number 7, Wizard of Oz. Number 8, Batman the Killing Joke, a staple. Have you ever read that?
Is it no? But isn't that old?
It's old, 1988.
I don't think that could be on the list anymore.
Number 8, it's there.
It can't be.
In a hardcover.
I can take it off.
Alan Moore, and Alan Moore, by the way, hates it. So
good.
He says it's
Marvel Zombies. Are you kidding me? With number 9?
Marvel Zombies, number 9. Marvel Zombies 4.
And look at number 10. Look what's stuck on number 10.
Number 10, Final Crisis, by Grant Morrison.
I'm going to tell you right now, if they extended that to 11, that'd be Labor Day's Volume 1.
Yes, I agree with that.
And 12 would be Labor Day's Volume 2. Just throwing that out there.
So those are the hardcovers.
Should I start tweeting that? Oh, hey, look what's on top 11 no. New York Times best-selling list.
Maybe you should.
Labor Day's Volume 1, Revolution in Print.
Why don't you Twitter that right now? I hate saying tweet. Why don't you tweet that?
To twart.
Who decided that would be the, what is it, present tense of Twittering?
I don't know. Did you hear that right?
All right, paperback graphic books. Number 1, Logic
Comics. What were we
comics?
Just in? What were we just
Those reading? Were hardcovers.
Those are all hardcover books?
Yeah, those are all hardcovers.
Eat me.
So Old Man Logan hardcovers, number 4.
Are you kidding me? That's a hardcover book? Yeah. Come on. Who the fuck is calling the shots over there?
I don't know.
What about this Asterios polyp?
That's not on here.
That's
but
okay.
It did make the Times 100 best books of 2009. Best books, not graphic novels.
Oh, that's something.
Word up.
Right.
Paperback graphic books, Logic Comics, An Epic Search for the Truth.
Logic Man.
Yeah, it sounds philosophical. Number 2, The Zombie Survival Guide by Max Brooks. World War Z. Isn't that what he wrote?
No.
Yeah. Watchmen is number 3.
Of course.
V for Vendetta is number 4.
Of course.
The Umbrella Academy.
Have you read that?
No.
I did.
I have not read it.
Mm.
No?
I don't ever have to read it again.
Okay.
The thing is, like, it was entertaining, but in the most simplest terms.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't know how this is any different than anything else somebody could write, you know?
What do you mean?
Does that make sense? It doesn't really
make sense. I mean, it does.
It's
like,
simple. Like,
it's pure
no,
entertainment. It's like...
It's just real simple entertainment. Like,
right.
Here's the love triangle.
Right.
Here's the emo goth character. Here's the super strong character. And here's their troubled father.
Right.
I mean, it's just an X-Men comic.
Right.
Book.
It doesn't sound unpleasant.
It doesn't.
But it's not something you really need to
I'm like, it was
run
like,
back
okay,
to.
I had fun reading this, but why did I waste my money and time?
Right. It's not something that you need to go out and buy so that it gets to number 5 on the paperback graphic
books
list.
People are loving it. I don't know if it has to do with that Gerard Way writer or something.
Maybe.
The best thing about that,
yeah,
and I think anyway, is The Colors.
Oh, really?
By, what's his name?
Gabriel Ba.
No, he just did the art.
I don't know. They don't list colorists.
This guy, they should. They do. He colors everything. He's the top color in comics.
John Workman?
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
No, he colored all the Hellboys. Dave something?
Dave something. I'm going to write Dave something.
Don't do that. Just Google Umbrella Academy. It's probably on that list. He's like, does everything.
Hellboy. This is what I'm typing into Google. Dave
don't
something.
Hellboy
listen,
color.
Google doesn't fail you. Mm-hmm. Umbrella. Dave Stewart.
Mm. Right? Dave Stewart. He's the top colorist in comics right now.
See, Google.
He does a lot of fun stuff.
Is he the guy who did Rocketeer? Did he create the Rocketeer?
Maybe a guy of a similar name.
Maybe.
But yeah, the coloring in Umbrella Academy is phenomenal.
Yeah,
I don't want to say that just because it's Dave Stewart and everyone's going to say Dave Stewart is phenomenal, but he did a lot of fun things with that book.
Oh, he did The New Frontier, which was really good.
He really made that art sing.
Awesome.
And they got, what's his name? James Jean to do covers.
Number six. On the paperback graphics book list. The Sandman. Preludes and Nocturnes.
Keep going.
Number seven.
Oh, that's the Neil Gaiman Sandman?
Yeah, Neil Gaiman, Sam Keith, Mike Dringenberg, and Malcolm Jones, the third.
Jesus Christ.
Not the second or first.
Somebody's mother.
The third. I'm sure he has a mother somewhere. Number seven is Walking Dead Volume 10.
People love that.
It's a really good book.
Have you read it?
I read the first few.
Do you have to be a fan of zombies?
No, it's not so much about the zombies as it is about the people.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I think somebody should make a zombie comic that's about the zombies.
You just do it from the zombies' point of view.
Yeah, that's it.
What are you doing with the next year?
Nothing.
No, let's make a zombie comic.
Let's do just the dead.
The dead. The living. Call it the living.
The living.
Dawn of the living.
The running living.
The mundane living.
The mundane living. Oh, we got something here. Number eight. Number eight is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Slaver. Imagine she was a slaver of vampires. That's a whole separate idea right
Buffy
there.
Buffy the Vampire Slaver.
Season 8, Volume 5 by Various. They couldn't even give one person billing there.
I'm going to piss and moan about something.
Number 9 is Batman.
I'm not going to piss and moan about
Batman Arkham Asylum is number 9.
Never read that.
It's alright. I was actually trying to read it the other day, and I'm really shocked that Grant Morrison was a really bad writer then.
Well,
they let him do this big painted hardcover novel, and it's like, I don't know. He's good now, though.
Is he?
I think so. You don't get to tell your stories about Grant Morrison.
No, I had a story about Buffy.
Alright, let's hear it.
And it was not even that about comics.
It's about the TV show?
It was about the season 9 comic or something. The comic is not out. I was approached by a company that was put together to do a motion comic thing. What do you call it? They did it for the Watchmen book thing, the black
velvet. Right, yeah.
What do you call it?
Motion comics.
So I was right. Yes. But I was doing Venture Brothers. It was right before Labor Day weekend, and I was asked by Scholastic here to do illustrations for a kid's Han Solo novel.
Okay.
And they approached me first, and they were like, "Hey, do you want to do this illustrations?" It was a novel.
Right.
But they needed illustrations for the chapters.
Like spot illustrations.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for a kid's book. And I was like, yeah. So a few days later, I got on the phone with this guy, and he said, oh, yeah, we've got a bunch of people lined up that are testing for it. So if you could just do 6 illustrations for this.
Right.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? do you want me to do it or not?
Right.
They emailed me saying, do you want to do it? And now all of a sudden, I'm doing 6 illustrations for free to try and get the... And I didn't
Wait,
get
are
it.
You really?
Yeah. This was back in September.
Oh.
And I didn't get the job.
That's really...
And it was, right in the middle of doing that.
Don't you love book publishing?
I hate it.
It's the worst.
It's like, don't... Just tell me right off the bat.
They have no idea what they're doing.
My new motto for 2010 is
don't do it.
I'm not testing for anything.
Right.
Either I have the job or I'm moving on. I don't have time to be testing. I mean...
Good.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, I was in the middle of doing that thing, trying to get that project, and this company about the Buffy season 9... called me up and said, could you, again...
Right, test for
test to see if we can do this. I didn't get... These people came to me.
Right.
I didn't go looking for them. And they wanted... They were like, hey, we really like your work, and, you know, you've been recommended by so-and-so. We just make sure you can draw it.
Right.
So could you do 6 illustrations to make... And I told them, I'm in the middle of doing one thing. I can't do it right now. And they're like, well, all right, just send it whenever it gets done. And we'll just keep you on file because the job's going to be pretty big.
Right.
And I never got around to doing it. I just never did because it was like other things came up. We had King Kong.
Right, King Kong.
This gallery I'm doing, and then just Venture Brothers. And it was like, well, I can't get to it. So as soon as Venture Brothers ended, I emailed them and said, hey, I'm freed up. Are you still looking for artists? I'd like to, you know, I guess I'll test for the job.
Right.
Never got back to me.
Oh.
Fucking hell. Like,
hell
really?
Between your legs.
All I got to do is be like.
Hit with the newspaper.
How do you not.
Listen, book publishing is really.
This isn't book publishing. This is animation.
Oh.
It's fuck. Yeah. It was.
Wait, Buffy season 9 was supposed to be.
Motion comic.
Oh, right.
Like the black bullshit right. from.
The other Black thing, Freighter.
Man. Black Freighter.
Well, that would have been cool.
But the problem was, like, I had all this shit to do before Labor Day weekend. My folks were coming to town. So as soon as I got there, wasn't going to be anything for me to do. No time for me to do it.
I blame your folks.
I blame assholes that keep wanting you to do a project right as a holiday shows up.
And they want you to do free stuff first.
Yeah. And in their head, they're like, oh, holiday's here, we'll get a guy lined up, right. And then they're going to take off for the weekend,
oh, yeah.
And I'm supposed to stay around?
No, it's like...
And do a free job for them, and they'll come back all cushy and be like, oh, what do we got, what do we got? Tim, I'm out. Tim, I'm quitting art right now.
Good, what are you going to do? What other careers do you have lined up?
Grave digger.
Nice.
I'm gonna go be a bartender.
I think they have machines that do that now.
Fuck. I'm gonna go be a bartender.
Cool. Where? Around here? Go to High Dive.
I like High Dive.
Work there.
As soon as I gotta just get out there. I have no weekend free right now to get out there and really.
To High Dive?
What is High Dive?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. What were we talking about? Oh,
you're going down a list.
You mentioned we're done. The list is
that
done.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
The list pisses me.
Then it's like 15 million manga, and who cares?
Ooh, what manga? I'm enjoying manga right now.
You're not even going to know what any of these
are. You know what other manga I'm reading that's not Akira?
I closed it. I'll look it up.
Not a fuck it.
Times Let it go. Grab.
You know what's a good manga?
What?
It's not even a manga. It's the Korean manga, which is like... I gotta look up the word because I like using the word and apparently I don't remember. Korean manga. It's called Shaman Warrior.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a really...
I like that name.
Manhwa. That's what it's called. Manhwa. Manhwa is the Korean term for...
Manhwa.
For comic. Like
it's
manga
like
is.
Manga without the G.
Yeah. It's more romantic, yeah.
It is, manhwa.
But it's
I
a
was
really
reading a
series.
Manhwa the other day and...
Honey, could you bring my box of manhwa?
Sipping Chardonnay.
But the title is so very simple.
Shaman Warrior. I know exactly what I'm getting when I pick that up.
You do, actually.
Yeah,
and
there'll
be
a shaman.
The book is really, it's really good. It's illustrated beautifully. Really sweeping landscapes, interesting characters, great martial arts.
Really?
Yeah, and some magic. There's some magic in there.
I like magic.
Yeah.
Did you ever read Blood of the Immortal?
Mm-mm.
I read the first few. They're good. It's a slow build-up, but...
It's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn. So, since you want to know about the manga so much, I'll just read off.
What do you got?
Warriors.
No.
Ravenpaw's
no,
Path.
No.
Vampire
Full
Knight.
Full Metal Alchemist. I read some of that. That
Naruto,
is good.
Naruto. Full Metal Alchemist. Maximum Ride.
No.
I wonder if those noises are coming onto my computer.
Did you hear that beep?
Yeah, that's... Kurt Christensen is in the field right now.
How is he just not here?
He
could have done that.
He said, investigative reporter Kurt Christensen reporting for duty. This is over G-Chat. And he said, can a comic book geek survive the jungle that is NYC nightlife? We shall see. Two PBR tall boys
really?
In and about to venture forth.
Really, Kurt?
That's his report from the field. I just got it on the wireless.
He really did. This just in.
Can a comic book geek survive the jungle that is NYC nightlife? We shall see.
I hope so, because so much of us have already done it.
I know. Oh, Kurt.
Kurt might be your king.
King?
King Kurt.
King Kurt. We should have a convention called King Kurt Con.
What do we do there? Do I go dress up as Kurt?
Yes, we all do.
I think
it's about
Press
Kurt.
Has a new book out called King Doug.
Who has?
Oni Press.
Oh.
Publishers of Labor Day's Volume 1 and 2.
And Sweetwater Taffy by Matt Lux.
Sweetwater Taffy.
Saltwater Taffy?
It is saltwater.
It is saltwater.
Sweetwater Taffy. Oh, man, I want to meet a black woman with that name and marry her.
This has been Right Club. Thank you so much for stopping by. Rick
Final
Lacy.
Episode.
So I wanted to talk about this. This is on a more serious note.
Oh, what?
We've been recording for a while now. An hour. I won't know. Okay. So we'll round up the hour now.
Are we rounding up the podcast?
Yeah, we're rounding
up. We didn't hardly get to what I wanted to talk about.
So what do you want to talk about?
Fictional weapons.
Oh, God, that's
the
right.
The Frazetta murder.
Well, we'll talk about this and then...
We haven't had like a big topic. We just ran through the gambit of bullshit we found on the internet.
Gamut.
What'd I say?
Gambit.
The fucking mutant?
Yes.
We're just getting the flow of things.
I know. This is what happened. It's a slow burn. Don't drum on the table.
Oh. We didn't talk about my gallery coming up.
We will. All right,
talk about what you're doing.
Let's talk about your gallery. I'm not doing anything. So.
You're doing Right Club.
That's easy, yeah. We talked about that already. So talk about your gallery.
Well, it's hard to call it a gallery because it's really not a gallery. It's at the Red Horse Cafe in Southern Park Slope.
Oh, I know where that is.
You know it?
Yeah.
They always do artist installations.
Cool.
At the cafe, just art up on the wall.
Yeah.
Now they're doing... This month, it's already up. December through January is comic art featuring myself,
uh-huh.
Rick Lacy,
Rick
who's
Lacy.
Not a system. He is a man.
He is a man.
Sean Murphy from Vertigo's Hellboy and the new Joe the Barbarian.
That
Morrison book.
Grant Morrison?
Grant. G. Morrison. G. Dot Morrison. And Oni Press's own Matt, the Lux Dragon Lux.
Sweetwater Toast. Sweetwater Taffy.
Sweetwater Taffy.
Dino
so the three of us, we've got art up there. I've got a handful of pages from Labor Days.
That's awesome.
And a page from my Outlaw Territory 2 from Image comic.
Cool.
Called The Horrors of Trinidad. And a page from the Neverborn comic Rebirth of Fofford and the Grey Mauser.
Really?
That Phil and I had pitched to Dark Horse.
Oh, and they
and
said...
And it's probably still sitting on one of their editors' desks.
Oh.
We got a good... We actually got it... When we sent it over there, we sent it over to my Hellboy editor.
Yeah.
He was really into it. And
it's a great concept.
Yeah. Oh, we had such a fun pitch lined up. Phil had all this stuff ready to go.
They were all new stories.
It was all based on the Fritz Lieber books.
Right.
Which were like... The Mignola Chaikin one,
right?
Only did like six stories.
Yeah,
there's volumes of this stuff.
Yeah,
and what we wanted to do was focus more on the world of Nawan,
right?
Which is what's focused on in the books a lot.
Who's cooler than the Grey Mauser?
Fofford.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah.
He has a cooler name though.
So I did a sample page.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's up. That's,
and that's up.
Up.
And I was like.
So if you want to see this sweetness. Just go to 497 6th Avenue between 11th Street and 12th Street in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, take the R to, 9th Street, right?
Yeah.
And walk on over 6th Avenue.
Just walk on up and have a coffee while you're there.
On the 19th, next Saturday, is our open reception. We're going to have two musicians.
Oh, really?
Not full band, but two guys.
Really?
Mariachi? Probably mariachi and ska. And there's going to be a happy hour. I don't remember the times.
Okay.
It's probably going to be around 6 o'clock.
But on the 19th.
O'clock, on the 19th.
Awesome.
I'll be there. Sean Murphy will be there with his Hellboy art. And Matt Lux will be there with his recent art from...
Sweetwater Taffy.
Sweetwater Taffy.
It's Saltwater Taffy.
It's Saltwater Taffy, folks. Okay, from Oni Press.
We're going to lead anyone astray.
All
right, so that's cool. Anything else you're working on?
Me?
What? Did you just ask me something?
I will ask you after I answer my question.
What was your question?
You asked me what else I'm working on.
What else are you working on?
I'm not working on anything.
Okay.
Now, I'm getting a website, so keep your eyes out for that.
Awesome.
I'm finally gonna get a website.
Go to, what's your blog spot? You already said it
already. www.ricklacy.com. Blogspot.com. I can't do Blogspot anymore. I have two blogs.
It's annoying.
I can't update them enough. I have a DeviantArt gallery right now, which is fun. It's actually more fun than a blog, but I really need that corner of the internet that I can call home.
Yeah.
You know, where I don't need to regularly update it, where I can just sit with my best work and I can maybe write up some news for myself.
Right.
That and Phil and I started writing a new comic.
Cool.
Fantasy adventure for children. which is kind of something we've always wanted to do because we're both of us are huge fans of fantasy, like weird fantasy genre, like Myvel stuff and like Fire from the Grey Mauser stuff.
Right.
You know, by Fritz Lieber. So we're going to start spinning that into hopefully a 3-volume series.
That's awesome.
Like, epic adventure.
Did you pitch it to anyone yet, or is it
We'll take it to Oni Press first. They don't know we're making it. Maybe they will now. but we just started up on that, so that's been very exciting.
Well, awesome.
To start writing that.
I can't wait to see it.
And I'm just doing some commissions. You know, you need something?
So if you want a commission, go to ricklacy.blogspot.com.
917-628-5583. That's for the girls. What are you up to these days?
Nothing.
Tim Mucci style.
I'm working. I'm working on Write Club.
I like Write Club.
I have some... Well, thank you. I have some... I just wrote an article on urban legends for Slice Magazine.
I like Slice.
And I may do some spot illustrations for it. Because I do some drawing. I guess you could call it that. Other than that, not much. Not much.
Just kind of living life.
Just kind of living. Happy to finally have like a full-time job.
I don't want that. I want what you have.
And to have a side project to come home and work on.
I'm going
to
sign up for this temp stuff. That's what I want.
You should. I know people. But
what do I have to do?
The job.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah. It's boring. It's office stuff. You know how like in a TV show or a movie... Somebody would get a temp job, and they sit down at a desk, and they file papers or work a copy machine. That's basically what I do.
I could do that.
I know.
God, it's what I want to do.
I know.
I'm going to call them.
Are
they still looking for people?
They may be.
My mother will be proud.
Probably not my mom. Mama Lacey. So, on a more serious note.
Oh, yeah, you want to get to this.
Yeah, boing boing. On boingboing.com. This is kind of distressing, but there's this Canadian science fiction writer named Peter Watts.
What's he done?
Dr. Peter Watts. You know, I don't know.
Dr. Watts?
They don't say, they don't list his credits.
Do you know what he's done?
He's a Canadian? No, I don't. But the point is, he was helping a friend move.
No.
To Nebraska, and then
Canada?
Yeah, and then he was going back to Canada, and the U.S. Border Police stopped him and beat him up.
What?
And put him in prison for a night.
Why'd they beat him up?
It seems like because he got out of his car and asked them why they stopped him and what was going on. So.
And they took him as like a threat?
Well, yeah, according to his report, they punched him in the face, pepper sprayed him, shit kicked him, handcuffed him, and threw him into a holding cell for 3 hours.
Are you reading? Did you read shit kicked him off of that article?
Yeah.
What is shit kicked?
They kicked the shit out of him.
Ow.
Literally.
The hell they made him poop in a bag.
Yeah. And then, so now he's like trying to raise money for legal defense because he feels like he's totally been wronged. And
yeah, it's been. He should have been fucking beat up.
So I thought that was interesting. So if you want more information, go to boingboing.net. I'm sure they'll have something up there.
It's like the Frazetta murders.
Yes, when there's okay. So with the Frazetta murders, a team of ski masked individuals broke into Frank Frazetta's house. His body, because Frank Frazetta's dead, his body was buried in the backyard, and they dug him up. Reanimated him and then murdered him. Isn't that what happened?
You say it with such conviction that it sounds like it might be true, and the fact that you are unemotional when saying it makes you sound like an ass.
It's very serious.
Like a cold-hearted ass.
Well, we're dealing with reanimation. We can't have emotions.
No. Do you know what the real story is?
No, I don't.
His son.
Yeah. George for that.
Junior.
What's his son's real name?
I don't know. I think it's Frank Junior. He and his neighbor, they all live on the property, drove through his front door with a backhoe and stole, I'm thinking, it says $2 million worth of art. They were arrested while they were loading it up on a truck.
Wait.
They didn't even get it out of there.
His son's name is Alfonso Frank Frazetta.
Also, Frank Frazetta's still alive.
Is he?
Yes.
Damn.
He's not dead.
His son is 52. How old is Frank Frazetta?
Oh, he's probably pushing a good 85.
Artist Frank Frazetta's son, Alfonso Frank Frazetta Jr., Esquire, 52, was arrested on December 9th on charges of attempting to steal approximately $20 million in paintings.
Yeah, he got caught outside the house he was stealing it from. Like, he didn't even get away with it.
What an asshole.
Yeah, him and his friend with a backhoe. A backhoe. For the people who don't know what a backhoe is, it's a bulldozer with a back shovel, hence the name backhoe. You'll see him digging up your street.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
$2 million in art.
What an ass. Couldn't he just ask his dad for money?
That's something to do with the death of his mother, I think, is what it is. And one of the Frazettas died. Unfortunately, I'm not up to speed on my Frazetta.
On the Frazetta.
I just saw this one come across the beat.
Yeah, a Pennsylvania
with Heidi
man.
McDonald.
A Pennsylvania man used a backhoe to break into a museum owned by his father.
Look at Alfonso.
Alfonso, he's got like a little Hitler mustache.
How come there's no handsome men anywhere?
Committing crimes.
I mean, look at that photo.
It's really bad.
In the orange jumpsuit, why do you have to be ugly?
Just couldn't they give him a comb? He could comb his hair.
No. Make him not make a face. You know what it is?
I think they'd spring it on you.
Hey,
they ask you a question. They're like, so what's your middle name? Click. Nobody's going to take a good photo when you ask them that.
I think a supervillain, like a nice John Waters supervillain.
That's what he looks like. He looks like...
Doesn't look like John Waters.
He looks like, what if John Waters ate 7 cheeseburgers and a bag of chips, went swimming in the Hudson...
Keep going with it.
...committed a crime and grew a beard.
John Waters should be a supervillain, just so we can see his handsome devil face flashed across the news in a orange jumpsuit.
He is a handsome devil.
Waters or Alfonso?
Waters.
John. Look at that guy.
John Jr. All right, that's all I've got.
Oh, wait, here is a John Waters mugshot.
Really? He was arrested? John?
He's wearing a Santa hat. This might be a gag.
Wait a second.
Google image that shit.
Oh, yeah. There's John Waters with a mugshot and a Santa hat.
Here he is choking a flamingo.
All right, enough about John Waters. Enough about pictures on the internet.
The visual villain of radio? Who is that?
I don't know.
Hot.
There's a girl flipping the bird.
You off. Oh, you know why? You're hot linking her shit.
No. I don't know who that is, but I'm going to save it, and I'm going to post that with this episode.
How so?
Because that's how I feel about this episode.
Really?
Like a hot girl just flipped me off. So kind of good.
If I ever fill in for Kurt again.
You can. Absolutely.
You got to come in here with a better script.
We have to plan. This was really last minute.
Well, we never got around to fictional weapons. That's how we'll end it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
On favorite fictional weapons?
I do have a favorite fictional weapon.
We're going to do each one favorite fictional weapon and one least favorite.
Okay.
Weapon.
Okay. I got it. I got my two. Stop making
noises.
Wait a
minute. Did you hear that? It came from under here. It's a baby elephant.
Oh, that's my favorite fictional weapon. No. All right. You go first.
Oh, no. You go first.
My favorite fictional weapon is... Wait. I'm going to look up what it's called. It's from William Gibson's series, Neuromancer, I think. And it's like a laser whip.
Laser whip's good.
I forget what it's called. It's like a laser filament or something.
It's really hard for me to choose now that I think about...
Whip sword, I think it's called.
One favorite weapon?
Yeah, whip sword. But it's like what if a lightsaber was a whip?
See, lightsaber is easily one of my favorite weapons. But I don't want to say that because it's easily one of my favorite weapons.
It's a more elegant weapon for a... What is it? It's a more...
Oh, the lightsaber?
Yeah.
A more elegant weapon from a more civilized time.
Yeah.
Not as clumsy or random as a blaster.
No. Those blasters are random. So what's your favorite weapon?
One of them is the possibility sword used by Uther Duell in China Myvil's The Scar.
Wow, the possibility sword.
It's it's made of a ceramic material, so it doesn't even look sharp. It's a very plain-looking white-gray sword.
Uh-huh.
But when charged with possibility energy, which is mined by Uthardul himself of the Ghosted Empire...
Wait, what book is this?
The Scar by China Miber.
The Scar.
Uthardul is this mysterious sort of human character raised by this vampire society called Brukalak. Yeah. Oh, you should read Miber. You'd love it.
I should.
Anyway, he's a possibility miner, so he mines the power of possibility.
Okay.
Like, of chance.
I'm on board.
And so when he charges this, he like can actually harness this power and charge it into this sword made of this specific material that, you know, it most other people can't come by.
Uh-huh.
It's an extremely hard material. He can strike with it with every possible attack. So to see him in action,
it's like
see him fight, is seeing him surrounded by 100 different possible sword strikes.
That's pretty cool.
And each one hits with deadly accuracy.
That's pretty damn cool.
You know what else is cool? Those shields from Dune.
Oh, those laser boxes?
Yeah, what were they called?
Laser boxes?
Were they laser boxes?
No, I don't know.
And my least favorite weapon from fiction are those stupid sound guns from Attack the Clones that the bugs used on Geonosis. Like, what are you doing?
Mine is those stupid staffs that the sand people use.
The gaffy sticks?
Yeah, the gaffy
sticks. From Star Wars?
Yeah, they're really stupid.
I don't know what they do.
They're just big. They're like
they're
clubs.
Maces. They are. They're clubs.
Yeah, they're big extended clubs. I guess they're not my least favorite because they're kind of cool.
It's hard to come up with a least favorite.
Especially when you're talking about fake weapons. I guess maybe the Star Wars phaser?
What's a Star Wars phaser?
The phaser?
The blaster?
It's not called... I mean, Star Trek. The phaser. The phaser.
Yeah,
because it's called a phaser and it stuns people.
I have a question about fictional weapons.
Yeah.
You know the lawmaker from Judge Dredd?
Yes.
Whatever it's called?
Oh, that should be my favorite.
Is the gun... I have... Nary read
it's
a Judge Dredd comic.
It's the lawgiver.
Is it?
The lawmaker is the motorcycle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is the gun in the movie anything like the gun in the books? You know in the movie
yes.
he could just he talks to it and it
Yes. Yeah, it's basically exactly like that.
The gun does that in the books too?
Yeah, it just
That's
looks
crazy.
Different.
It,
and
it
in the old ones
the
there was like a dial, but yeah, he just he calls it and the gun does whatever he wants.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's the best.
Are you changing your vote?
I think the lawgiver. Because how cool is it to yell? And my favorite thing is that the gun repeats what you just said.
Does it? To make
so
sure?
So if you're like, double whammy, and then it'll shoot two bullets. God, that's cool. I love Judge Dredd.
We just watched it over at
the movie. I don't mean the movie. I mean the comic.
We said watched it. Or did
no,
I say
you
it?
Said watch.
See, I have to read.
I said
I have to read the comics. I've never read Judge.
It's great. It's American science fiction.
It's about as American as apple pie.
As seen through British satire. That's
a lot,
it.
A lot like the Presenta murders.
Yes, a lot like that.
You should put up a blog post asking viewers what their favorite and least favorite fiction
listeners.
Are. I keep saying viewers.
You
I keep
do.
Thinking I'm on video. Is this live?
Yes.
Can we take callers?
We could. We could. I figure out how to do this live, so maybe next time.
Do you
want to
try and get Phil on for a Skype interview before we get out of here?
No. I'd have no way to actually record it. Let me write down fictional weapons.
9:30.
And that'll do it for Right Club. Right? Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I'm sure I do. I could go on all night if you wanted me to.
Well, we're an hour 20 in.
Oh, that's good, right?
That's
a pretty decent thing. You know what you should do?
What?
May I make a suggestion for Write Club?
Yes.
Write Club Book Club.
Oh, yes.
Club.
That's. I actually wanted to ask you if you have any suggestions.
I think Write Club Book Club would be fun.
Like we, in between podcasts, I say, we're reading this book.
Yeah.
Go get it. And then...
I used to listen to a podcast called Around Comics.
Right.
Did you ever listen to it?
No.
It was out in DC somewhere maybe or Baltimore, I can't remember. But it was like four or five guys.
Uh-huh.
They would get together podcast just like this.
Right.
They did it in a comic shop.
That's cool.
And they would do the same thing that you're doing. talk about comic topics, talk about whatever.
Right.
A lot of good personalities on it. And then they started doing a book club, which was a lot of fun. And they would, like, I think everybody would bring a book to the table, you know, and within the week they would talk, like, every, you know, you'd talk about the comic books.
Right.
And then the next week they would talk about, everyone would get to talk about what comic they read, you know?
So.
It's like we each suggest one. You get a book club together, like,
yeah,
four or five guys.
So we choose the book, and then everybody.
You choose
reads
a book you're reading, and then you basically talk about it the next week. Like, you give it like a book report,
okay,
almost like school.
Yeah.
And then everybody else gets to read that as well. See what everybody's reading. Like a legit.
I'm in.
Not just like sitting here. What are you reading? It's like,
yeah. No, we used to do that. We did that with like Final Crisis, but we tend to try to do it with the big crossovers, and that's just like.
No, you should, like, really keep it open.
That's
keep
a Sisyphean task.
Yeah. Start doing the podcast at Bergen Street.
We should.
Start doing it at Bergen Street and have me and Phil on.
All the time?
At least for the book club part.
Okay. Bergen Street actually stopped doing the book club.
Yeah, what?
They Abrams Comic Arts. I think because when they did it...
The window broke.
Yeah, the door broke, so they decided it was bad luck. Those two Abrams art chicks were bad luck.
Why did they really stop?
I don't know why. Maybe it's not big enough. Because it was kind of packed in there. It was fun, though. I mean, it was cool.
The store itself was not big enough to accommodate the people.
Right.
Gotcha.
But it was really cool. I went to the first one where we talked about Scott McCloud's Understanding Comics.
I got something to understand.
and Nathan Schreiber... was the the moderator.
I saw the Wolverine movie recently.
Yeah.
For the first time.
And Liev Schreiber was in it.
Terrible piece of shit. Like, awful. Like, it's...
So, the comic book club.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. Nathan's really good. He really understands a lot of comic theory, and it's interesting. And but I didn't go to the second one, which is at Ozzy's Coffee or something. In the neighborhood still.
What? So they did have a second?
They did have a second one, and they're going to have a third one, but they're not going to be at Bergen Street anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Because it's not big enough to accommodate whatever you said.
And then the door broke.
So let's do some shout-outs. Who do you want to give a shout-out to?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Phil Gillott.
I want to give a shout-out to Sweetwater Tech. I don't know about... I don't know anything. Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
This is Right Club.
I'm a Right Club.
I am a Right Club. You are a Right Club.
I think I've been muted this whole time.
No, you're there. I see your words. I see your words. Right Club. Bye.
Really?
Yes.